Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, titled, Jesus, Eternal Sustainer. In our verse-by-verse expository study of Paul's epistle to the Colossian church, we have seen the clear declarations of the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God. He is Creator. He is eternal and before all things. And now we will see in this study that He holds everything together. He sustains His creation. And by Him, all things consist. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And now we begin our study of Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, titled, Jesus, Eternal Sustainer. This is part 1 of 2.
Colossians 1:17, we remind you that what our goal is to teach you something from God's Word week after week as we go through books of the Bible. God wrote the Bible using men. You have to pray for Gloria. She wants Mamaw, and Mamaw doesn't want to make her sick. So Mamaw can't. Mamaw's probably going to have to sit back here next to Sean. As I was saying, the Bible was written just like you would pick up a book from the library. You wouldn't just read one chapter or one paragraph for the here or there and then throw the thing down. And that's how people read their Bible. The idea is to start at the beginning and read to the end. You can pick up this letter. This is an epistle to the Colossians. You can start at the beginning and read through the whole thing and you'll see it's a letter. And so we are teaching verse by verse through these letters. We're now in verse 17. The title of the message is Jesus, Eternal Sustainer. Now, before we get into our study, we've been providing current event updates. These current event updates are to keep Christians aware of what's going on in the world. We are Bible believers, and so when we see things going on in the world, we don't judge them by our own opinion. We judge them by the Bible itself. Amen?
Amen?
And so when you see the kind of headlines that I saw this week, then you, as a Christian, you see these things, you need to wake up to what's going on in the world today. Today, the stage is being set for the imprisonment of Christians. Do you hear me? Today, the stage is being set to put you, as a Bible-believing Christian, in prison. Just this week, a few of the headlines I want to highlight in our current events update. We call these outhouse issues. That's because Christian issues, then we're dealing with things with Christians, it's in-house. And things that are outside of Christianity affecting us, we call them outhouse issues. Amen?
Amen.
Few of you get it. It's kind of a joke. But I'm going to go ahead and open the word of prayer because we're going to get right into our study after we go through this. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together and study your word. And Lord, I just pray that everyone in this room is committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, committed to believing the Bible and living by the Bible. So many Christians and so many churches today have fallen from the faith and are really a shell of a church or a shell of a Christian, not really committed to your word, but committed to worldliness and being like the world. And we need to understand Jesus is, as we sang, all the world to me. Jesus is the only true God who came in human form to die for our sins, was buried, and demonstrated His power over sin and death by raising His own body from the grave. He is alive. He left us a book. We are going to be subject to that book and not vice versa. And if that's not the attitude of anyone in this room right now, Lord, I pray that You'll work on them, convict them of their need to understand none of us are smarter than God. All of us submit to Your Word in its context, applied as intended, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so with that attitude, we approach the current events update. And in this outhouse update, as I call it, I'm just going to throw it out there, plain and simple. The LGBTQ agenda is to force Christians to accept their sin, to force Christians to accommodate, endorse, and give place to their sin. This preacher will do it when hell freezes over and I skate on the ice.
Amen.
Now, I want you to understand something. We don't hate LGBTQ, and if you do, you need to repent.
Amen.
We love them enough to tell them the truth.
Amen.
As the sign says. And the truth is, their sin, just like whatever your sin is a sin because God says so.
Amen.
So we preach the truth. And I get slapped with all kinds of emails and phone calls and everything because from time to time, as it comes up in our studies, I deal with it. The LGBTQ, and I put a plus sign because they're like, you know, X, Y, Z, P, you know, they got all kinds of ICA or something like that I heard the other day. I don't even, can't keep up with it. The biblical term is sodomites. Whether you're LGBTQRSTUV, doesn't matter. If you are engaged in sex outside of the marital relationship, it's a sin. And if you're engaged in sex with someone of the same sex, or if you're engaged in sex with an animal, if you are a man claiming to be a woman, if you're a woman claiming to be a man. Listen, this transgender thing is anti-science and anti-Bible.
Amen.
The Bible says God made them male and female. There's no gender. It's sex. Male, female. I was telling Jenny, back in the 90s, a guy named G. Gordon Liddy had a radio program. And every once in a while, he would get on to somebody who would talk about gender. And he'd say, there's no gender. It's sex. You're either male or female. And I thought, why is he making a big deal about that? 20 years later, we know why. They've got something like 63 or 70-some different pronouns to use. This and z's and we's and woos and everything. Listen, folks, that is insanity. Liberals are trying to make you nuts. That's what's going on. They want you to be crazy. You got to look at a man and pretend he's a woman. You do that, you're either a liar or you're nuts.
Amen.
Amen. Their agenda is to ban all Bible-believing Christians from public office. This gentleman is an Allegheny County District Attorney candidate in Pennsylvania. And because he's a Bible-believing Christian, and he is affiliated with a Wilkinsburg church, they are calling for him to be forced out of the race. And it's the members of the LGBTQ community that are calling on him to be forced out of the race. That man is just a face, a poster child, so to speak, for being banned because you're a Christian. Understand that. The liberals are no different than the Nazis. The Nazis said, if you're a Jew, put on your yellow star, you're banned from public office. The sodomites, the LGBTQ, want you to put on your star and be banned from public office because you believe the Bible. They want Christians banned from practicing medicine. Folks, and what, as I'm showing you, they're not just saying it, they're doing it already. Over in, this is in the UK. That man was fired because their government has a socialist healthcare system like Obama tried to put in this country. And when he was trying to do that, we told you, you better not go along with this. If the government takes over, it'll be the end of healthcare. And just like in the UK, you get sick and you have the wrong thing, they just let you die. And no one wants to face the reality of socialist healthcare. Well, here's the other thing. They tell you what you can and can't believe. And as a Christian doctor, you get fired because you will not look at a man and call him a woman. And you won't look at a woman and call him a man. Listen, all this talk about love, 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 these liberals and these sodomites hate you. They hate that man. They're destroying that man. Destroying his career and his life. Because he will not call man a woman. You stinking nutcases.
Amen.
I'm telling you, these liberals are nuts. I go out here and talk to them. I just try to give them the gospel. And they will start to foam at the mouth like a devil. I try to be as sweet as, I just attract. It's not going to bite you. They'll take it, throw it over their head. What?
Well, because when Jesus comes back, he'll be using the word as a weapon.
Yeah. They want you incarcerated for free speech. And again, it's not something they're saying, it's something they're doing. This man is in Canada. He handed out what they're calling, this is the CBC, their news. CBC is Canadian fake news. It's the CNN of Canada. They said that he handed out gay pamphlets. CBC, you're fake news. He handed out gospel tracts. In the gospel tract, it does say that homosexuality is a sin. What do? They locked him up. He's out on bail, but he's facing hate crime laws. Facing 2 years in prison in Canada. They want straights, period. What they want everybody to say is, I have no real orientation. We can just have sex with whatever we want to without identifying. We're all basically sodomites, is what they're wanting you to say. That man there in California, they're trying to force him out of public office. Put on your yellow star, you Jew. That's exactly what they're doing, just like the Nazis. Because he said we had June was LGBTQ month. Let's have straight pride month, July.
Amen.
You're not allowed to be proud of being straight. And I've told you over and over through the weeks and months, and I'm going to tell you this, some of you have family members who are LGBTQ, and I'm telling you, you better pray for them and witness to them now, because the day's coming when they're going to have you thrown in jail. They will peg you. That's the reality. And just because I get this stuff after I mention this, those criticizing me for talking about queers too much. See, they call themselves queer, but you're not allowed to. Why? Because you're a dirty Jew. Shut up and talk like I tell you to talk. I can call me and my boyfriend, we're queer lovers, but don't you dare call me a queer. Why? Because I can show my power over you by telling you how to talk. That's what they're doing. It's control. It's power. And those criticizing me for talking about the queers too much can blow it out your eyeball.
Amen.
We're going to keep preaching the truth. And I've told you, I've said this over and over. Can you shut that back door for me? Ramon, take care of that. Thank you. That's just to keep the air conditioned in. All this hot air from up here will heat things up real quick if we don't keep the air in here. But it is, you look at these young boys. You may get by with it here in Ohio, but that generation is going to pay for this generation being clueless and useless. That's what's going on. And the reason is because Christians live like practical atheists. Christians live like practical atheists. A lot of atheists, now this isn't a good excuse, but a lot of atheists embrace atheism because all the Christians they know are just fakes. They don't really live it. And they don't live it because they don't really, really know Jesus. They get saved, get baptized, maybe even join a church, and then that's all the further they grow. You know what that's the equivalent to? That's the equivalent of a little baby like Gloria 20 years later still being in a diaper. Still wanting mommy to breastfeed her. Still using a sippy cup. Still wanting grandma. That's cute right now, but 20 years from now, that'll get under your skin. And that's what's happening to Christians. I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of Christians get under my skin. Because I've seen them for 10, 20 years not grow one bit. Still not living it. Still not growing because they're not getting to know Jesus. In chapter 1, verse 17, we have already seen that Jesus is God the Creator. And read verse 17 with me. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now, if you really believe that, you believe that He's created everything. He's before all things, meaning He's eternal. By Him all things consist. Then how hard is it for Him to give you an infallible Bible in English? Amen. It's no problem at all. Amen. And you've got one, King James Version. And He gave you a Bible so that you could know His will. I've come to have people come to me and say, I just don't know God's will. About what? And then they'll tell me, I say, well, it's right here. It's right here in this. If God speaks on a matter, it's right there. Now, there are some gray areas in our lives where, you know, like whether to move to this house or that house and that sort of thing. And then what you pray for is God to give you wisdom. James says He'll give it to you liberally. And then you go with the wisdom that He's given you when He gives you that peace about what you're about to do. But see, if you're not really into Jesus, you just got your fire insurance. You're not really into Jesus, then day to day you're really not going to live according to His Word. You're not really going to walk in His will. And that then leads to what we're seeing so much of in Christianity today. The Bible says He is before all things. We studied the eternality of Jesus on several occasions, and it is still a biblical fact. Jesus is before all things. We read back in Micah 5:2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." Amen. Meaning Jesus came from Bethlehem. Some of you remember the Christmas story? Yeah. Jesus, born of Bethlehem. And He came forth from everlasting. No beginning. Have you ever thought about that? I just sat and it'll start to make your head explode. I've told the story about Mariah in the back seat asking me about God not having a daddy. God the Father, you know, He didn't have a father. And we have a real good relationship, and she loves her daddy. And she thought it was really sad that He didn't have a daddy like she had. Aww. So then she started asking questions about it. And I said, well, God has always been. He's the only thing that's always been. Everything else has a beginning. God has no beginning. It's a requirement of existence. There could be no existence if there wasn't a being who is eternal. Amen. Now you can trade that in for what we're going to talk about for a little while, and that is the science version of once upon a time there was nothing, and it exploded. And purely by accident, you're all here. Now, I don't have enough faith for that, so I'm going to stick with the idea that there is a creator, a cause of all things. Amen? Yes, the Big Bang Theory is a big dud.
Amen.
Now, some Christians, well-meaning, they'll say, well, I believe in the Big Bang when he spoke things into existence, and that's fine. But the scientific version is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And the idea that there is an eternal God without a beginning can, I'll admit it, it can be kind of crazy if you think about it. And I'll be sitting there and I'm thinking, whew. And Mariah's sitting in the back and I'm trying to explain to her this. And she says, okay, stop, Dad. I'm getting a headache. That wasn't last year, by the way. She was a little girl when she talked like that. Headache. This is our sermon audio page. Jesus is from everlasting, Micah 5:2, if you want to go out on the internet and hear a whole message on that study. I'm not going to re-preach it. That was not too long ago. Well, actually, it's July 26th of last year, so it was almost exactly a year ago. And just go to sermonaudio.com and look for Bible Believers Fellowship. And in Worthington, Ohio. Yeah, it's listed as Bible Believers Fellowship, Worthington, Ohio. And by the way, you can listen to all of our studies going back more than a decade. Hundreds of Bible studies. Free of charge. Audio or video. So we continue, and it says in verse 17, and by him all things consist. Listen, Charlie, do you know that scientifically you should explode right now? Did you know that? Scientifically, based on what we know, that's what science is. Science is knowledge of what we know. We don't understand why you don't just explode. Of course, that's true about me too. And it's true about you. It's true about the pew you're sitting on. True about the floor. True about the building. True about everything. Scientifically, there isn't a known explanation. There are theories that involve things like force and gravity and the way different molecules interact and cause some to cling and some to go away and all this. But by what we know, everything should just explode. Why doesn't it? Well, I submit to you, according to the Word of God, if not for Jesus, the universe could not exist and would explode into oblivion. That sounds obvious, but in light of what we're taught in science studies, I think it needs to be said. What is holding everything together? Jesus. Sunday school answer. But mankind doesn't like that unscientific idea, see? So they come up with something else. A thing called dark matter and dark energy. It's invisible. I'm sorry, invisible. I don't think invisible is a word. It is invisible, undetected, and unseen, but still scientific.
Yep.
Using the word loosely. I don't have a problem with the theories. What I have a problem with is when they laugh at you for having a different theory. Theory. Don't laugh at my theory. You laugh at mine, I'm going to laugh at yours. You make fun of mine, I'll make fun of yours. Right? Amen?
Amen.
Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews, right before 1 Peter, Hebrews chapter 1, right after the one chapter book of Philemon. Hebrews 1, while you turn there, I'm going to read verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, capital S, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Read verse 3. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I want you to see, notice right in the middle of the verse, upholding all things by the word of his power. That's what's keeping everything from flying apart. He is upholding all things by the word of his power. And you want to know why there's so much unbelief in the world today? I believe that this is clear. There's a connection. Those who do not recognize Jesus as the Creator and do not recognize Jesus as the Sustainer will not look to Him as the one to purge their sins. They will not live daily praying to the one who has sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. You can't take part of this verse and leave part of it. You've got to take the whole thing or you've destroyed the whole thing. And there are just too many Christians who have made it. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people just think, I don't need to learn that. I don't need to know this. This is something that I don't. That's my Ozzy impersonation. It's not about you, see? No, not you. It's not about you. Who's it about? It's about Him. And He has said, preach the gospel to every creature. He has said, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that is in you. He has said, contend for the faith. You can't do that if you're ignorant. I'm not trying to be mean. It's a matter of fact. If you don't know things, that means you are ignorant of those things. Ask Dan. He'll tell you how ignorant I am of electricity. He can do some things with electricity. I would be dead. My last words would be zzz. But there are some things I'm not ignorant about, and I try not to be ignorant about God's Word. I try not to be ignorant about the world I live in so that I can be an intelligent witness for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Turn over to chapter 11 in Hebrews, verse 27. Making it easy on you, staying in the same book. We a lot of times call this the Hall of Faith. Verse 27 is talking about Moses, beginning verse 24. That's the context. He says in verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. See there? See, Jesus was meant more to Moses than riches. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. See, he was looking toward heaven. He was heavenly minded. That's Moses. Read verse 27 with me. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You say, wait a minute, there's a contradiction in the Bible. Contradiction, burn your Bible, tear down the church, let's go party. You can't see something that's invisible. It says he as seeing him who is invisible. You can see. There are ways to see God. Do you know that? People ask me all the time, if it was about blind faith, I'd be a drunk.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.